Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Jasmine returning your call for Home Care Services, sir. How can I help
you?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm a disabled veteran, but I didn't know whether I should get in touch with you guys or what.
Okay, do you need Home Care Services?
I don't know who you are. It was on the radio.
So this is Family First Care, sir. It's a home care agency. Did you need help?
I'm a disabled veteran. I was looking for a caregiver.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do, sir. What county do you reside in?
Chester.
Okay. And are you currently on services or you need to get on to services?
No, I'm on, I guess it's Medicare or Medicaid. I don't know what it is.
It's Blue Medicaid. Cross.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on that.
Okay. You have the waiver program?
I don't know what program I have. All I know is I go to the doctor, I hand them the card, and they take it.
Do you have Medicaid?
You just said I did. It's Blue Cross Blue Shield.
No, Blue Cross Blue Shield is an HMO, sir. Medicaid no. is a state
okay,
funded program.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yep.
I get it. I get the service through, what do you call it? Through the county.
That's Medicaid. All right, good. Let's check to see what you
just
have,
said
sir.
That.
What's your name, sir?
David Price, P-R-Y-C-E.
And your date of birth, sir?
January 2nd, 1969.
And your home address?
528 North Manor Road, Apartment 8. Elberson, Pennsylvania, 19520.
And you said apartment 8 as in the number 8 or A as in apple?
8.
Got it. Okay, please hold so I can check to see exactly what you have, sir. 1 second. Do you know the name of the agency that's coming out to assist you now or no?
I don't have an agency to come assist
okay.
me now. That's why I'm calling.
Well, you said you were receiving services, so that's why I'm asking.
The VA,
right?
The Veterans Administration comes
okay.
out. And court records show the baby's father pleaded guilty in 2023 to a charge of willful child cruelty. Gary, the sheriff's office is still very much in active investigation to try to find baby Emmanuel. They have many deputies in the field, but they're also reviewing a significant amount of surveillance footage. This one is still a missing person case.
Thank you, Elena. Thank you. We'll move on now to the
Mr. David, your birthday is January 2nd, 1969. Your first name is David. Your last name is Price. Spelled
P-R-Y-C-E.
P-R-Y-C-E. 1 second. Maybe that's why it's not populated.
Probably why.
Here you are. Yes, sir. You have what's called eligibility to submit a referral for home care services, sir. Congratulations. Okay, so you have active Medicaid. It's through Keystone First.
Okay.
But we have to get you the waiver. The waiver is what pays for it, okay? So I just got to give you some information. Let me know when you're ready. Please write it down.
Why do I need information?
Because you need to call a broker so we could get you online for an assessment.
A broker. Okay, I already picked out a person that I want to do.
The caregiving? Okay,
yeah,
who's going to be your caregiver?
Huh?
Who's going to be your caregiver? First and last name and the phone number?
Her name's Melissa Ott.
Miss Melissa. And the last name, sir?
Ott, O-T-T.
And a good number to reach her so we could send her her hiring application?
Okay, hold on.
Take your time.
I can barely sit. You guys make me do all this stuff. Boom. Her phone number is 484. Are you still there?
I'm here, sir. I'm listening. 484.
390.
Mm-hmm.
2118.
That wasn't too bad. All right. Now I just need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready, sir.
Okay. I don't know why I have to write anything down, but go ahead.
You have to write something down, the information that I'm about to give you, because you have to call the Medicaid broker and get yourself online for an in-home assessment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to write Medicaid broker number, just like that. Medicaid broker number.
All right. I can just get the number.
It's 877-550-4227. And you're going to give them your Medicaid ID number.
Your which Medicaid is?
870-167-6176. David, you're going to let them know that you are a retired veteran and that you're looking for home care services. You need an assessment.
Okay. Well, the VA said the same thing, but they're giving me the runaround.
Exactly. So that's what I do. I make sure that you get onto services and that Melissa gets paid for taking care of you. Okay? I'm going to help you and guide you through the whole process. Okay? My name is Jasmine. So write that down, J-A-S-M-I-N. The agency that's going to hire Melissa and assist you onto services is called Family First Care. You need this information written down because you have to reference back to it. So that's Family First Care.
I got it.
Jasmine. And my phone number is 267-551-7410. You're going to call me as soon as you get a hold of the brokers and tell me what's happening so I can add it to the note.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we're doing today. We're submitting an official request for services on your behalf.
I'm going okay,
to be,
great.
Yes. I'm going to be submitting also an application on my end. So our team.
So does Melissa have to go through like a screening process or anything?
Melissa has to go through what's called a hiring application. She has to fill out a hiring application, submit all the documentation needed, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, she already cleans my house every couple of weeks and helps me out, you know, taking
right.
the trash out and doing the laundry and stuff like that.
So now we're just going to pay her to do those things.
Yeah, I mean, I already pay her what little I can give her, but she don't mind doing it.
Well, what's great, David, is that you know, you qualify for the services. You that little bit of
well,
money
the
that
thing
you
is,
give her,
Jasmine,
you keep it in your pocket.
I live by myself, and I have a assistance dog and stuff like that. If anything, I've already been fallen twice and been in the hospital twice. I know. I have stress fractures in my legs, but that's why I get disability from VA.
Right.
You know, but the thing is that nobody's going to know if I fall and I can't get up.
Do you have what's called the safe alert? It's like a...
My caseworker's going to send me one.
Yes, you need that because it's a little identifying bracelet and or a necklace. They're real fancy now. They have all different types of ones. You just press the button and you could talk into it and they send you an ambulance.
She said that since I'm a fall alert, if I fall, it notices that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's going to help you tremendously, David, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir. You have all my information. Please call the broker. Once you call the broker, just let me know, you know, what's going on so that I can add it to the notes. So, because we all a team here, so we all on the same page and we know what's next with you. Okay, sir?
Okay. What's going to happen to my animals if I end up in the hospital for a couple of days?
Well, we have no control over your animals. So you have to come up with a plan, a contingent plan if something like that was to happen with your caregiver, Melissa. If she's going to be the one coming in and out your house.
She can, they let her in.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. She'd probably know and feed them.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. You take care. Have a great day, and welcome to Family First, sir. Thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just really,
anytime,
really
David.
A pain in the butt, you know?
You call me if you need me, if you get lost along the way, okay?
Well, see here, I didn't tell you. I got married. I helped this girl out that lived next door to me, and I let her move in and stuff, and she, like, used me and took off.
Oh, no.
I know. Changed the bank account, all kinds of stuff. So,
oh,
I mean, a lot of veterans get used like that. That's what my caseworker said. Once they figure out you got money coming in. But my bills are paid and everything, so I thank God, and I got a roof over my head.
And you know what? It's her loss, because she lost a good man.
Well, I care about people. I just helped a couple people get a house down the street. So they came over all jumping for joy.
there's your reward. Sometimes we got to win.
Showing me the lease and all that. There you go. Congratulations. They're like, we had to get out of Pottstown. I'm like, okay, then now you're out. So
that's awesome.
That makes I'm a Marine. That makes me smile that I'm still able to help people.
A Marine? Go ahead, officer.
Mm-hmm.
How long
That's
did you serve, sir?
3.5 years.
My son wants to be a PG. He's going in next year for training.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. You know, he's got me watching all these videos. I'm like, yeah, you can do this. You can definitely
go
save
my
people.
God. Well, eventually you're going to get a letter saying, it's wonderful down here. I love it. I have my own bed, and they feed me, and they treat me really nice. It's not true. They're telling him what to write.
Oh, no, that's horrible. Don't do that to me.
Well, that's what they make everybody do in the platoon. He'll write you a letter, and until you get one specifically from him, it's not true.
All right, I'll take that for word. I'll make sure.
Well, they still have Mothers of America that get on their drill instructors, but they're not nice people.
No.
That's what makes the Marines, I mean, the toughest in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's the best.
The best of the best. That's why they guard the White House. And
that's right.
All right. Well,
all right,
tell
sir.
Him good luck if he wants
you
to call
too,
me
sir.
Ever.
You
can
oh,
give
thank
my
you.
Number and I'll give
thank
him
you,
advice.
David. Thank you, David.
All right.
All right, sir. You take care. Bye-bye.